Hello and welcome to Relationship Rewind on WERU FM 89.9 Blue Hill. I'm your host, Carrie Clark, the Director of Prevention and Youth Services at Next Up Domestic Violence Project. Often young people are expected to just know how to be in relationships in healthy and equal ways, but we learn through the examples of relationships given to us, and one place we see these examples is in the media we watch. Our show uses media like movies, TV shows, and books to start conversations about harmful and unhealthy behaviors in the relationships portrayed. This is not to pass judgment on the media that we're discussing, however. Every month, we invite young people to give their perspective and to voice their thoughts, opinions, and experiences around what they've seen in media and how it has impacted them. There are sensitive materials in and spoilers of the media we discuss. This month, I am joined by local high school student Emma. Our conversation today is about the series Tell Me Lies, based on the novel of the same name. To give some background, Tell Me Lies follows the story of Lucy and Steven, who have a tumultuous, on-again, off-again relationship rooted in lust, lies, and manipulation, which involves many of their circle of friends. If you need support or would like to learn more about dating violence or domestic violence, please reach out to us at Next Step by calling our helpline at 1-800-315-5579. You can also find resources for young people on our website at nextstepdvproject.org/4-youth. I'd like to now introduce Emma for our conversation today. Our show is about the relationships that we see in media where behaviors are maybe rooted in abuse or toxic, and the behaviors are made to look romantic or normal. So I wondered if you could just talk a little bit about what it's been like for you growing up and seeing those things in the media.
I don't usually like watch shows with that stuff in it, but like sometimes like the show Tell Me Lies, like I just wanted to watch it. And then the more I watched into it, I was like, eesh. It was like, it's crazy. Like, I've never watched any show or movie where it's that bad and so crazy. And like, it blew my mind with how crazy. But I've never experienced anything like that, so.
Yeah, it can be kind of jarring to see those things when you haven't had those experiences. To kind of just see those things happening and kind of wondering like, whoa, is it supposed to be like that? It can be a little bit weird to see if you don't have those experiences. So Tell Me Lies is what we're going to be talking about today. And I had never even heard of it. So I read the book, actually, to prepare for this. And then I watched a little bit of the show. And I'm glad that I did, because the book is a little different from the show. And I was pretty surprised to see some of the things that I was seeing as well. It was a little bit jarring for me, even as an adult who has had some experiences that are similar. So I think it was probably jarring for me, maybe in a different way than it was for you. You mentioned that you haven't really had those types of experiences. So why did you want to kind of talk about this show?
Like, when you're talking in class and you talked about like the podcast stuff, you talked about shows with like toxins, my mind even went to like the show, because like I feel like that show should be talked about, because like it's common for people to go through that things in every day and people don't want to talk about it, and like it's good to bring it up for people who may give them like brave enough to talk about it or whatever by listening, hear us talk about this show. And just like, I thought it was a great show to talk about because not many people are brave enough to talk about it themselves.
The things that happen in the show are definitely things that people do experience in real life, and it can be very empowering to see those things and want to talk about them. It can be really difficult to talk about those things if you have experienced them, and so normalizing conversations like this is the entire point of our show, and that's why we talked about it in class when I came in to talk to you guys, because it is really important to normalize conversations like this so that we can let people know that if they are experiencing these things, they're not alone, and that it's okay to talk about them, and then maybe empower them to kind of share what they've been through so that they can kind of navigate those feelings and maybe get some support around those things. So can you think of an example then from the show where some of these things are happening and maybe being made to look maybe normalized?
The show is like mainly about Lucy and Steven, and Steven's the worst character of all, in my opinion, because like he like based on my notes is like he hopped on and off around people, so did Lucy, and like they just normalize it by like other people just moving fast or them just like forgetting about it and never like going back to the people who might have been affected by the fact that they were hopping around on people on and off.
So kind of like very back and forth between relationships. I did notice that about Steven specifically being kind of like, okay, well, I'm not getting enough attention from Diana, who he was dating before Lucy came along, so I'll get some attention from Lucy. And then when he kind of gets bored with that, or Diana starts to kind of pull away or says like, okay, well, we're done then, it becomes more interesting for him. So he does hop around a lot in relationships. And I definitely noticed that with Lucy as well. Kind of she would start to move on. And then as soon as Stephen came back in the picture and started giving her attention again, she would just kind of immediately brush off whoever she was seeing or interested in to kind of go back to be with Stephen again. So what do you think the impact of something like that, seeing that, could be on like a young person who doesn't have those experiences?
They might think like it's okay to do it because the show doesn't really show what the person who was being hopped around showed, how it affected them and how like it could have hurt them, and with them not showing that could like make people think, oh, it's okay to do it, when in reality it's really not okay to be jumping around on people.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's right. It definitely kind of normalizes something that can be really hurtful for someone to just be kind of pulled around or brushed off like that. It makes it seem like it's kind of not that big of a deal when it really does play with people's emotions. We don't really get to see that a lot with those secondary characters, like, for example, the people that Lucy kind of dates in between her time with Steven. It's just kind of like, oh, okay, we're done with that character now, or we're done with that guy now, and it's not that big a deal. But for that person that it's happening to, it is a big deal, right? And so if we're not seeing them as a main character in the show, it can kind of feel like it's not that big of a deal to do that to somebody, when in reality it is.
Yeah, because it can make them feel like they're not worth anything or they're not important to anyone or anything because like she just moves on so fast. Like just feels like she doesn't care about them, because even in the show she says she doesn't really care about the feelings of other people as much as like she doesn't really care about it. So like that's really not good for to just not care and just.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. So, what are some other examples that you noticed in the show where these kinds of things were happening?
So like on season one, episode three, Pippa and like so Pippa kinda like gets Lucy in like on a separate thing and says how Steven like uses information against people and holds it over their heads intentionally to like just hurt them. Like when Lucy lied about the sexual harassment or rape or whatever, he made her film it on tape and said like if you don't tell the truth, Lucy, that you had an affair with her friend, then I'm gonna release it to the whole school. And it's going to mess up your whole life. And that's what he does the entire show, or a lot of it. He holds information on people to use it and like ruin their entire lives.
Yeah, intentionally. So that's really serious stuff, and that is stuff that does happen in real life. And so to have it depicted in this way on this show, I think it can be really impactful to people who are watching. And maybe those sorts of things happen to them, and they might see that as kind of like a normal thing, or like maybe feel like they are to blame. And they don't really have like a choice in the matter, or like, how do you think that that might impact somebody if that were to happen to them if they watched this show?
I feel like some people like who've never experienced might think it's normal, like every guy does it, when that's not really true. And like Lucy, because of that reason, she was like afraid of Steven, like genuinely terrified because of that reason. And any person that he got close to, she went and told them like, don't get close or else like you'll end up like me. And people shouldn't end up in that situation where people help things over their heads just to ruin their lives.
If you're in a relationship with someone and they genuinely care about you and respect you, that is not how they should be treating us. You know, be staying because you're afraid, or doing what they want because you're afraid of what they might do or say, is not what love should feel like. And so seeing that played out in a show like this can really kind of reinforce those things. Do you have some other examples for me? You got a notebook. Look at you. You're so good.
I wrote my notes on a notepad.
Perfect.
So on the end of season two, so when Leo comes back from a back come back from Paris, and the whole thing with Diana, when at the where she where they get together again, Diana and Stephen, and Lucy was mad by that. And so when Leo came back from Paris, him and his friend, or I mean Lucy, Pippa, and Brie all sat together around Leo just to hang out with him because they thought he was all cute and stuff. And Stephen purposely, like you can see in his face, he's like purposely wants to go over and sit with them and purposely in front of Leo and like apologize about what he did to Lucy and purposely does it. Like he wants to do that to like get in his head and know, like, for I think he will, Stephen want to do that to get in Leo's head. And so Leo knew like that somehow like something went wrong or Lucy's not a great person and just he purposely did that.
So he kind of like inserts himself into a situation when she's interested in somebody else, or he feels like she might be interested in someone else, or being going to move on. So he interjects himself, even though he's with somebody else too. It's kind of like a, well, I can move on and be happy, but if he, but you're not allowed to do that, right? Yeah, that's. I think that that's something that we do see in real life very often, that kind of jealousy, or I'm going to ruin this for somebody else because I want to have my cake and eat it too, sort of situation.
If you're just joining in, this is Relationship Rewind on WERU FM 89.9 Blue Hill. I'm your host, Carrie Clark, and today Emma and I are discussing the series Tell Me Lies.
All right, what else you got in your notebook, Emma?
Stephen, so one of his teachers, he was going, like, the class was ending, and he saw Lucy's class was the next class after him, so he was a block, and then Lucy was the next class after, and he saw that she was in his class and purposely became the teacher assistant for her class just to like mess with her. Cause like he tries to mess with Lucy as much as he possibly could for whatever reason. And then he told Diana that she was the one that purposely, that Lucy was that purposely switched into a class that Steven was the TA in when actually she was lying because he intentionally went into teacher TA's class that Lucy was just to mess with her. And he like twists things and makes things that are not ever true.
Yeah, he seems to definitely be somebody who likes to manipulate information for his own gain.
Because like even like Lucy and Pippa, like they after a party, like Pippa pulls Lucy off to the side and tells him like Steven's not a great person, you should see that. Cause like he manipulates people and he's a manipulator and he pulls things over people's head like he's not a great person you should be with. And then Lucy said, like, you don't know him like I do, so you can't be just saying things that like if you don't know him well enough. Like
Yeah.
even everyone else sees it, but Lucy just can't understand it because she's just so into him and everything that she just can't see it and blinded by it and like brainwashed, I should say.
Yeah, I think, you know, he is intentionally showing her things that he wants her to see and wants her to believe. It's kind of like that game we played in class, right? The zoom in, zoom out game, where it's really difficult to see what's actually happening when you're in that relationship. Whereas if we're on the outside of that relationship, we can kind of see it a little bit more clearly. Because we're zoomed out, so we can kind of see the full picture.
Because like everyone around her, like Lucy and Brie, they're all in like healthy relationships and actually good guys. And like she like she, they I think Lucy feels like they don't understand what like they don't understand the relationship because they're in good guys. They don't really get in much trouble as Steven does. So like they don't understand him like Lucy does because they're not the same guys as Steven is.
Yeah, I don't know if it's this way in the show, but I know in the book,
Lucy does like some things that are maybe questionable or not great, and she kind of justifies staying with Steven even though he's being harmful to her by saying, "Well, I'm not good either. Like, so we're kind of both wrong and we're both bad, so it
Yeah,
makes sense."
just like a crazy show that I like will never think I'll never watch a show as crazy as that one. It's like I many times I've watched it, like I've watched that show three over and it still surprises me with like how much stuff is in it. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing too. These shows might be like crazy, and like there are things in it that are really not great and things that we wouldn't want to go through ourselves, but we do still enjoy them. They are still entertaining, and that's totally fine. We like the drama in our TV shows, but in real life,
Not
if these
really.
things were, it wouldn't feel as like exciting or passionate or romantic if these things were happening in real life.
Yeah, because what I found crazy was that the people that act as Steve and Lucy, they're actually together in real life, which I found crazy because like how can you act so like crazy and toxic in a show but then also be all right in real life? But, like how does that not mess up your actual relationship by acting toxic in a show but then normal in real life?
That's an interesting question, and I
Yeah.
haven't thought about that before, but I would be curious to know how, like, what their dynamic is in real life, and I wonder if that does affect it at all.
Because at the bottom of the show they have like a little like actual like Tell Me Lies podcast. I watched a little bit of it, but not too far because it was a little boring in my opinion. But I watched a little bit of it, and they didn't talk about their two characters. They didn't seem to be that much affected by it like at all, which don't know how, but they were didn't seem to be affected by the fact that they were so like crazy or something. I think they said like it somehow made them closer in some way, which
Interesting.
yeah, it's weird.
I wonder if it's, if they have such a strong relationship in real life and they have maybe, those healthy qualities that we should strive for, like healthy communication and trust and support and all of those things, maybe makes it a little bit easier to navigate the on-screen situations that they go through. So, how do you feel like Tell Me Lies as a whole, like, can impact the people who watch it?
Like I've said, like the people who watch it who've never been through it, I feel like they can see like watching that show and be like, oh, that's normal. Like that's if it happens, then it happens. Like it's a normal thing that like everybody goes through, and like I shouldn't say anything about it because it's normal. Because like the show doesn't really like Lucy doesn't really talk to anyone about it except for her friends, like somebody that who could do something about it, and like she just doesn't do it when. If something's happened to you that bad and you're having and Steven, someone like Steven's hurting you much that bad that you probably should talk to someone about it. But the fact that she doesn't it just brushes it off really isn't something you should do if you're in that situation.
So, in the show, does she have a therapist?
No, she doesn't really. Her therapists are her friends, really. So,
Interesting.
yeah.
And I think that friends are definitely like important, and they can be a great support system. And also sometimes we need that extra support, or like a therapist, or an organization like Next Step, for example, where we have that kind of outside perspective that can kind of help us navigate our feelings around that. So in the book, Lucy does have a psychiatrist who she goes to regularly. So I find it interesting that they skipped out on that in the show.
Probably like dramatic or something.
I'm sure, yeah. The book is a little bit short and has like a, it's interesting because in the book we get Steven's point of view. It flip-flops back and forth. So we actually are privy to Steven's thoughts and feelings. And his actual thoughts and feelings are, exactly how we have stated, like, as an audience, looking from the outside, we can kind of see he's manipulative. He's using her. He doesn't seem to care. And he doesn't in the book. Like, he flat out states that in his chapters. Like, he genuinely does not care about these people that he's hurting. So, with all of that in mind, what do you think is important for people watching shows and movies and reading books to keep in mind while they're watching?
That like it's not normal to go through situations like that, and if it's hurting you bad or someone is hurting you to the point where like it's just you're like it's just ruining your life, you probably should talk to someone about it and not just keep it low. Really not. You really shouldn't do that. Just talk to someone because it's not great to have a relationship with someone like that.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's super important to stay connected with friends, with family, and reach out for that support if we need it. It's not something that anybody should have to go through alone, and it's not anything that people need to go through alone. There are supports and services available. And I think by normalizing the conversations like you and I are having today, that can go a long way in helping people kind of understand that what they might be seeing on a screen is not normal and it's not okay. And if it feels wrong and it feels bad, there's a reason for that.
I said, in my opinion, Lucy and Steve should just be married or engaged or be the ones engaged because in the show, her friend, Lucy's friend, I don't remember the name of it, gets engaged to Stephen instead. And I have my notes. I said, Steve and Lucy should just be married by now. The fact that they keep going back to each other, even though they're not great together, but the fact that they keep going back and forth, like it's like it sometimes gets annoying because they always get back. Because like some of the show where they get back together, break up, back together, back and forth, and it like can be annoying.
It's kind of annoying, the back and forth, and it's the feeling from the outside might also be like, just
Like
get
just
married already.
because like even oh yeah even in the show like some characters said that like no matter whether it's together or not they're just like even like oh I think it was when Bree and Evan's married and it was a get together and thing and all the college friends got back together and they brought up how like every time Steve and Lucy are in the same room they'll always like they just can't help themselves but to ruin each other or some way somehow figure something out but they just can't leave each other alone when they're in the same room. They just can't do it, which that's true because they really can't stop hurting each other even though they've been like far apart for like 8 years or something based on the timeline from the college to the wedding. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it was a long time to go back and forth. And I think it's really interesting that you say that. And I'm glad that you brought it up because I think it's also normal to feel like that as a friend of somebody who might be going through some of this stuff, to feel like, end it already or stay together. I'm tired of hearing it. I'm tired of listening to it. And I think that that is another reason why it's important that we normalize conversations like this, because we can also help people understand who are kind of watching this play out with maybe a friend, that it's not that easy to see it if you're in the relationship, and it's not that easy to just make a decision like that if somebody is being manipulated, or they are being made to feel like something is their fault, or they still have those really strong feelings for that person, even though they are being hurt. I think it can help us be better support systems for other people if we all understand that. So I'm really glad that you brought that up, because I have seen like friends who kind of drop off, or I'm tired of seeing this happen and I don't want to be a part of it anymore. That's definitely something that I have seen people do, and it makes sense. So I think it's important to talk about these things, not just for people who might experience the relationships like this, but who might need to support somebody through those relationships as well.
Did you get to watch like to the end of the episode or like the last season of the season three? Or did you not make it there? Okay.
I am also not a TV person, and I watched probably partway through the first season. So if I missed out on something, definitely fill me in.
Yeah. So at the end of the last and final episode of the season three, so Bree and Evan's wedding. So they're already married. They said yes, whatever, all this stuff. And so their last dance is husband and wife. And Steven says, first, can I have the mic? You know, when that's saying nothing ever good comes out of that. And he does the, my opinion, the biggest bomb drop of the entire show, because the wife, Bree and Wriggly, which I mean the wife, and then a friend of Evan, Wriggly, were together for months having an affair behind the back. And then Bree was the one that released the video of Lucy saying she lied about the stuff, which in reality, Br Lucy thought that Stephen was the one who did it because he always does that stuff. But Bree was the one who did it, and she never thought that she would do that. But she did, Bree released that stuff because Lucy and Stephen and Evan had an affair. That's why she released it, to get back on her. And the whole thing is just crazy. And I was kind of laughing when he did that because it was kind of funny, because he like it just never gets old. Like he's never changed after all those years that he just can't help himself but just ruin everything, like ruin a whole marriage and lie about stuff, which it did happen. He did ruin it. And then at the end, Stephen asks Lucy, "Do you want to come with me?" And of course, obviously, she said yes. And so then it goes to the point where they're on the car. They stop at a gas station in the middle of nowhere. She says, "I'm gonna get coffee." He's okay. He fills the car. She comes back outside. He's gone. Leaves her outside in the middle of nowhere at a gas station, and she just laughs because like she knows like it's normal, and it's just crazy way to end a show.
So that's the finale. That's how it
Yeah,
ends.
basically like a whole
Wow.
bomb drop and ruins like everything, and no one could trust anyone anymore except for, oh yeah, Diana and Pippa actually end up together.
Diana and Pippa?
Yeah, they end up together.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's the only characters that I think that really didn't get ruined. They actually stay together because they didn't really have anything that actually ruined them. Just everyone else, they don't trust any each other anymore, in my opinion, because like big bomb drop, never expected it when I watched it the first time.
That is very crazy. So the book ends at the wedding where Stephen just tries to like keep talking to Lucy in that way that he does, where he's kind of like, "Hey, do you want to keep talking and catch up?" And she's like, "No, I'm good." And she leaves.
Yeah.
And that's how it ends. Like she has kind of made the decision to move on and realized he's not ever going to change. So it's so interesting that in the show, she leaves with him and then kind of laughs off him being himself.
I'd like to thank Emma for joining me today, helping to normalize this conversation about harmful behaviors and reminding us all that support is crucial. You've been listening to Relationship Rewind. I'm your host, Carrie Clark, and I hope you'll join us again next month on the third Tuesday from 4:30 to 5, where we will be continuing this conversation and breaking down another relationship in popular media. You can also listen to our live stream or subscribe to our podcast at weru.org or on the WERU smartphone app. You can also find us on Spotify and Apple Music. If you are a young person who is interested in being a guest speaker on the show, have ideas of media we could talk about, or you know of a young person who might be interested, please reach out to me at cclark@nextstepdvproject.org. If you need support or would like to learn more about dating violence or domestic violence, please reach out to us at Next Step by calling our helpline at 1-800-315-5579. You can also find resources for young people on our website at nextstepdvproject.org/4-youth.